According to the Matsu Borough's port director, Mark Van Dongen, rainwater has damaged three of the ferry Susitna's four engines, where it's currently being stored in Ketchikan. The damage was discovered in February and seems to have occurred during particularly heavy rains in late January.
It was over 5.5 inches in one day. And apparently some of that rain went into the exhaust manifold of the vessel. It went through the exhaust stack down into the exhaust manifold, and then water went into the cylinders in three of the four engines.
When the crew tried to start the Susitna for regular exercising of the vessel in February, those three engines failed. The ship has been docked in Ketchikan since 2011 at a cost of about $30,000 per month. Van Dongen was not specific as to why water was able to seep into the engines. Borough manager John Moosey says the vessel has been operating for 5 years without covers on its vertical smokestacks without issue, and it's not clear why the problem showed up this year. Moosey says what is certain is the insurance estimate on repairs will not be cheap.
We are working on the estimate. It's going to be significant. Anywhere from, I think, $500,000 to $1 million is what we're guessing.
The borough's policy carries a hefty deductible, $250,000. Mark Van Dongen says tarps now cover the smokestacks. He says plans to sell the vessel are proceeding despite the new chapter in the long saga of the Susitna.
And we're still attempting to dispose of the vessel either by transfer or by selling it as is. We could still claim the insurance money to do the repairs, but that won't happen until we have a buyer.
John Moosey says there's no rush for determining what to do next with the MV Susitna. He says once more information is available, he will take it to the Matsu Borough Assembly.
We're kind of a wait-and-see mode, and it's examining the situation. And, once that is concluded, I'll report back to the Assembly because this has sucked up a lot of energy and time, and I know my assembly it is a deep level of frustration.
Meanwhile, the borough is negotiating with the Federal Transit Administration on $12 million in grants the government agency wants back because the ferry was never put into service. The assembly held a closed-door executive session on the Susitna earlier this month and has scheduled another. For now, Mark Van Dongen says the borough does not have plans to repair the boat.
It appears that we're not going to until we have a buyer, and then we would negotiate with that buyer on the deductible portion based on what their offer might be for the vessel.
Van Dongen says shipbrokers in Florida and Hawaii have contacted the borough about the Susitna, as has an individual in Texas. Van Dongen says shipbrokers in Florida and Hawaii have contacted the borough about the Susitna, as has an individual in Texas. According to Van Dongen, another individual, a foreign national, has made an offer, but borough manager John Moosey says there are no offers in writing at this time. With help from Ellen Lockyer, I'm Philip Manning.